I was born in Sydney, grew up there for a while, and then my father, being a public servant, got a promotion to come down here to Canberra. My father packed my brother and I and drove us down to an empty government house with no curtains, no nothing. The next morning was the start of school for the year, so he got us into the car, drove me to Catholic Girls High, which is now called Merici College, left me there pretty early, but because Merici College was a new school opening then, it wasn't going to open till the next day, and no one had told us. So I claimed to be the first pupil of Merici College. There were 7 clubs, I remember. I remember a lot of this through my father's reaction to Canberra. So he joined all the clubs, but he found it very difficult because it was all so class conscious. And then he worked on trying to change the situation. He said, clubs should be for families. None of the clubs in Canberra are for families. So he and 2 mates mortgaged their houses and started the Canberra Southern Cross Club. My mother nearly died. She was scared we were going to lose absolutely everything because he said there should be a club and it would be good if there was a Catholic club and they could give all their proceeds to the children in the schools and they would have children and families coming. And that was his vision. Canberra was then the most wonderful place to be. I loved it here. We had plenty of freedom, really. Everyone in Canberra seemed to have bikes. It hadn't been that way in Sydney. And you'd get on your bike and you'd go everywhere. You'd walk or you'd go up the bush or up to Mount Ainslie. I think the whole climate about politicians has changed dramatically. It's almost like now, in some departments, people look down on you. It's you know, you're a public servant, you do nothing all day. It's certainly more multicultural than it was then. Different styles of restaurants and eating. The big thing on Friday nights was to go into Civic and to meet at Gus's. Gus's was the only cafe that had the outdoor, and we loved it. We'd go into Gus's. We never had any money to spend there, so I don't even know how we were allowed to sit down. I love the fact that it's you have the benefits of the country. You have the bush in your backyard. And I love also that it's got the different seasons. I love the autumn. Autumn would be my favourite time. I think with everyone, we're trying to struggle with how do you provide for a future when you don't know. All that question of do we have the light rail or we don't. I couldn't give an opinion on it because I've got to leave it to some experts and people have got to take a risk and a chance. But driving down Northbourne Avenue is so hard. I do love the fact that we haven't brought in all the garish lights and billboards. That's really critical, I think, to the character of Canberra.